It is the world famous 99 Rock 6 a.m. New stuff from them. It is called Stars from their Modern Vintage album. Before that, Flyleaf and Set Me on Fire. Friday edition of the Rock and Go Morning Show. And still in the studio, glad to be joined by New Hampshire National Guard Staff Sergeants Compton and McGinnis. And we've been talking about the New Hampshire National Guard trying to dispel some rumors. Nothing to be afraid of. And we talked about minimum requirements before the break that you had to be at least 17 years old. But I guess my next question, Sergeant McGinnis, is what about the people listening right now who may be over 17? Say you've got somebody listening right now who's 25, 30 years old, professional, has a job, but likes to get out into the woods and do stuff on the weekends. I mean, are you looking for people like that as well?
I think those are actually a growing number of people who are interested in the military for the reason of we have people who are, you know, doctors, lawyers, professional people during the week. But during the weekends, they want to do something fun and different. They want to come, you know, do a different skill or get some other skill that they want to do. So they come do that for us on the weekends. The other thing that we're seeing a lot of is that with the economy the way it is, people need the extra money. Okay. We get paid pretty well for those 2 days a month.
Okay.
Another big draw that we have in the National Guard is that for 2 days a month, like I said, you actually get full life, dental, and health insurance.
Really?
Which a lot of people, you know, will join the Guard a little bit later in life to sort of compensate what they're not getting in their full-time civilian job. So they can have a full-time job but come to the Guard for those other benefits that they get just by working 2 days a month.
So now tell us, I mean, give us a little background. When you always hear that, you know, 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. What is something, give us something, what are some things you do on that 1 weekend a month?
So it all depends on whatever job you pick. you could, you know, all soldiers will do PT in the morning.
Sure.
You know, show up on Saturday morning, do some physical fitness because our shoulders have to be fit.
Yep.
And then whatever job you pick, you'll be practicing that. If you're a medic, you know, you might be doing medical skills training. Mm-hmm. If you're a mechanic, you're going to be fixing the vehicles. Mm-hmm. If you are, you know, in our public affairs unit, you might be going out and covering an event.
Like you guys.
Right, there exactly. So it all depends on whatever job you pick.
Right.
So the whole idea of the drills is to be prepared for when you're needed for a state active duty emergency, you're proficient in your job.
And then, of course, you're 2 weeks a year. What does that usually entail? You guys are you guys go away for more training, correct?
Yes, we go away for 2 weeks a year. And even those 2 weeks, sometimes it's local. Mm-hmm. We use Fort Devens, Massachusetts to go and train. And it just gives us an opportunity to do 15 days of our training all together instead of 2 days. You can't cram. You can only cram so much in those 2 days. So you get to get 15 days. For example, I originally joined the National Guard to be a mechanic.
Okay.
So I would work on Humvees, you know, and a little bit bigger trucks for those 15 days.
Right.
To sharpen up my skills more than just that 1 week in a month.
I always remember growing up, my father was National Guard, and I always remember him going, do they still have Fort Drum? Is that still up in New York?
Because
I always remember
cold.
The trips he would go to Fort Drum. So, I mean, is that that's still around?
Fort Drum is beautiful. They've
really?
Put a lot of money into it. And
Yes,
Fort Drum. I was just there this last summer.
Oh, right. Very cool.
So
people listening, how can they get more information? I mean, they may be on the fence, and you had said, interestingly enough, a good stat before, only 1% of the people, actually, you know, go ahead and take the step. How do they get more information if they want to find out more?
So it's too easy. Go online.
Too easy.
It is too easy.
NationalGuard.com.
Yep.
You can get all the information you want. You can also enter your zip code. You can get in contact with your local recruiter. You can get their name and phone number, and then your name and phone number will be sent to them. If you also want to speak to someone, just call 1-800-GO-GUARD.
Okay.
And you can actually speak to a representative on the phone. They'll get you in contact with it. You can also follow us on Facebook. You know, look at us up on Facebook.
Yeah.
So either NationalGuard.com.
Yep,
1-800-GO-GUARD, NationalGuard.com, or on Facebook.
And, of course, again, people listening today, I mean, you said there's a local one in the area. I mean, they get in touch with you. They'll be getting in touch with you.
Yeah, I'm one of the local recruiters in this area. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're spread all throughout. You know, we have a large area, but we'll come out and meet with you, you know, up here in the valley or at your house, or you can come down to our office. We're kind of spread all around.
It really is quite simple. Mm-hmm. You go 1-800-GO-GUARD.
Yep.
And they will match you up with a recruiter in your area, wherever it is throughout the state. And we'll come out and meet with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get to our offices, we'll come out. You know, we have a government vehicle, and we'll meet with you and sit down, put out the information, and then you can make an informed decision.
And nothing to be scared of.
And nothing to be,
scared of.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Exactly.
Because, again, like you said, that's the biggest thing. But, again, we do want to thank you guys for coming in. Anything you wanted to pass along that we didn't touch on? I mean, did we forget anything?
One last thing I want to say.
Yeah.
I know the holidays are upon us, and there's going to be a break. A lot of people are on break.
Sure.
I highly encourage to call 1-800-GO-GUARD and meet with a recruiter for about 30 minutes and get the information and who knows, maybe this is something that can definitely benefit your future. Also, the parents out there that are listening and know somebody who could benefit, mm-hmm. you know, like Sarah McGinnis said, discipline, leadership skills, mm-hmm. all that. Not to mention 100% tuition waiver to any in-state colleges. Clean Very State, cool. Plymouth yep. State, UNH.
Somebody maybe who also, like we talked about the young people, maybe graduating and not knowing what they want to do yet. Maybe this yes. would be something that they could they can look
set
into.
Set themselves apart.
That's yeah. really the great thing about the Guard is we really pride ourselves in it. And a lot of people think they have to do the military or have a career or mm-hmm. go to college. And the Guard, we're called citizen soldiers for mm-hmm. a reason. And the Guard is really a springboard. It allows you to do things in conjunction with having your full-time job or full-time career. And if you don't know what you want to do, the Guard can help you. And I try to explain to people that the Guard will help you get where you want to go no matter what you want to do.
Yep.
You know, 17, 18-year-old kid or even a 25-year-old high school or college graduate doesn't know. The Guard is going to allow you to make relationships, and it's going to open doors for you that you don't even know exist yet.
Right.
So just sit down, hear the information, and really, you know, make an educated decision on whether or not this is something that can help you.
All right. Thanks again. Excellent. Once again, 1-800-GO-GUARD, NationalGuard.com. Sergeant Compton, Sergeant McGinnis, thanks for coming in this morning, and best of luck. Hopefully we can get some people to sign up for you.
Thank you. Yes, have a great
thank
holiday.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays.